Acts, chapter 13. Now there were some at Antioch, among the assembly of the called out ones, prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manin, a childhood companion of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now is the time to set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So when they had fasted, prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they also had John as their assistant. And when they had gone through the island as far as Paphos, they encountered a certain astrologer who was a false prophet and a Jew named Bar-Jesus. He was associated with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent man. This proconsul summoned Barnabas and Saul, earnestly desiring to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for this is how his name is interpreted, opposed him, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who is also called Paul, start Dyer commentary. Saul was probably named after King Saul of the Old Testament, the tallest and most impressive of the Israelites. Perhaps, naturally speaking, Paul lived up to this name, but here his name has changed to Paul, meaning little one or humble. So we see that God has done a work in his character, changing him from big and important to small and humble. End Dyer commentary. Paul, being filled with the Holy Spirit, fastened his eyes on him and said, O you who are completely full of deceit and cunning, you son of the devil, you enemy of all that is righteous, won't you ever stop twisting the straight ways of the Lord? And now look, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a kind of mistiness and darkness fell on him, and he went around seeking for someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, when he saw what had happened, believed, being struck with astonishment at the teaching of the Lord. Now Paul and his company set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia, but John left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they, passing through from Perga, came to Antioch of Pisidia. There they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, Brethren, if you have any word of consolation for the people, you may say it. So Paul stood up, and motioning with his hand said, Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they sojourned in the land of Egypt, and with lofty power he led them out of it. And for a period of about 40 years he was patient with them in the wilderness. Then, when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land for an inheritance. And after these things, for about 450 years, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Yet afterwards they asked for a king. So God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for the period of 40 years. Then, when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, about whom also he testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will do all my will. From this man's seed God has brought a deliverer, Jesus, to Israel, according to his promise. This is the one whom John publicly proclaimed before his coming by his baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he said, Who do you suppose that I am? I am not he, but look, someone is coming after me, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie. Brethren, children of the race of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, this word of salvation has been sent to us. Yet those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him or the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him. And though they found no justification for death, yet they begged Pilate for him to be put to death. And when they had fulfilled all the things that were written about him, they took him down from the wooden beam and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen for many days by those who came with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, and who are now his witnesses to the people. And we announce to you good news. The promise made to the fathers has taken place. This is what God has fulfilled for us and our children by having raised up Jesus. And as also it is written in the second psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you. That's a quote from Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. And concerning his raising him from the dead, never to return to the decay of death, he has spoken in this way, I will give you the holy and trustworthy blessings of David. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. Therefore, he also says in another psalm, You will not allow your Holy One to see the decay of death. That's a quote from Psalm 16, chapter 10. For David, after he had served his own generation according to the will of God, died, joining his forefathers, and saw the decay of death. But he who God raised up saw no such decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man deliverance from sins is announced to you, and that by him everyone who is believing is being considered just, even from all the things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Therefore, understand this, so that which was spoken in the prophets doesn't come upon you. Look, you despisers, be astonished and despair, for I will do a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, even if someone would explain it to you. As they left the synagogue of the Jews, the Gentiles begged them that these words might be spoken to them on the next Sabbath. Now when the synagogue meeting was dismissed, many of the Jews and the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath, almost the whole city was gathered together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and contradicted the things which were spoken by Paul, disputing their words and slandering them. But Paul and Barnabas spoke boldly and said, It was necessary for the word of God to be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and decide that you are unworthy of God's eternal life, look, we will turn to the Gentiles. For this is the command which God gave us, saying, I have set you as a light for the Gentiles, so that you would be for salvation to the ends of the earth. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. And when the Gentiles heard this, they rejoiced and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to receive God's eternal life believed. So the word of the Lord was spread throughout the whole region. But the Jews stirred up trouble among the devout women, along with the wealthy and influential men of the city, and raised up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of their district. But they, having shaken off the dust of their feet as a testimony against them, came to Iconium. But the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. That's the end of Acts chapter 13. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.